keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Well, it's a TM podcast radio show, and today it's a very special day because we have a unique guest in the studio. Offices flew all the way here from Miami just to be on the show. Todd Miyoko. Hey, thanks for showing up, Mr. Stunt Double.
My pleasure.
And we've got a very interesting week going on because there's been a lot of chatter and news of some awesome stuff that's happening out there in the SERP world. A number of different things, and as I was just talking with Todd preemptive to the show here, and he's just been engaged. He's been he's thrown himself into this entire situation that's been happening over the past couple of days. He's moved his vacations, time with family and everything, and you should see the bags under his eyes. He is so tired about what's going on. But talk about some penalties, and let's talk about penalties and updates. Todd, as you brought up to me already, basically Sear Interactive out of Philly and Will Reynolds, they got hit really hard on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And basically, I like to use it as Deep Six, but not necessarily Deep Six, but even for their key terms for their name. And it was covered pretty well online. And even someone set up some hashtags, too, for, like, Save Sear. But basically, over the period of 12 hours, they went from, very positive, key terms all the way down to just being completely lost, completely not showing up at all anywhere. And then through the needs to be, ended up coming back up. But Will documented pretty well yesterday in a blog post about 12 hours of hell. Of what was going on, and basically looking at backlink profiles, looking at on-page optimization, looking at exact match and keywords, for domain, and just basically how all these different penalties might have potentially been working together or against him, and old 301s, keyword inclusive, between title and on-page and all those components, and wanted to kind of get a little idea of your thoughts on those and some of the penalties that have been happening.
Yeah, so I think first it makes sense to say anybody that thinks they know what's going on, you probably shouldn't listen to too much. So with that said, I'm going to go into what I think's going on.
So that's just preemptive to say that this is a bullshit podcast.
Well, to say that nobody knows outside of Google, nobody's going to know. There's so many moving parts at this point. We know what we see. So from your clients and what you see and what you work with, what's going on with your clients. And I think that's really enough, to be honest. You got to pay attention to the things that affect you. You can't really cover everything all the time. You can't be testing everything all the time, or you're never going to get any work done. So where I've been at with the last couple of years is running businesses, running a couple of online businesses. And for years before, I kept up on every single change or tried to. And I think you still pay attention, certainly. But you're never going to know all the moving parts.
It's goddamn exhausting.
You're never going to know. You're just never going to know. I mean, no matter how hard you try, you're never going to know everything that's going on. So that being said, I think you can step back and say, even with Panda and with these other updates, if you were paying attention, you knew this stuff was coming. There's certain things that you're never going to see coming, some of this over-optimization stuff. It's going to take time to sort out. Panda took some time to sort out. People were looking at it for months and months and months before they recovered from some of these penalties. And what Google wants at the end of the day is for none of us to exist. They want webmasters to just be able to build a site without any kind of SEO, without any kind of optimization. But I don't see that happening either. So somewhere in between is like, all right, you got to find a happy medium of optimizing. It's like The Price is Right. You got to bid high enough without going over. And if you go over, you're getting this over optimization penalty. What's funny to me is there's always been that penalty. It's always been around. Now they're starting to say, okay, we want to be more transparent, which I think is a bunch of FUD anyway. So the idea that Google's going to be transparent is ridiculous. If they wanted to be transparent, they would say, here's how we rank sites, and everybody would figure out exactly what they were doing and optimize accordingly. The approach I've always taken is, even if Matt cuts put on a, wrote down on a piece of paper, here's everything we do with the Google algorithm, I don't think I'd change a whole lot of what I was doing with my strategy anyway. So I think the important part is to look at your strategy and what you're doing and what's going to be deemed legitimate and what's not. And at a certain point, you know, you're going to test the boundaries and push the edge a little bit. But for the most part, you gotta know that your strategy is sound. And, you know, anchor text, pushing anchor text has always been an important part of SEO, I think. And
well, that's one of the things that was being argued right now is the fact of Will Reynolds goes very, very in-depth descriptively about all the components and basically going through an analyzation process of, like, you know, what the fuck just happened. Mm-hmm. So even going from the point of, you know, I have all these backlinks, I have credible links, he's got links from Bill Clinton, he's got links from, you know, government sites, EDUs, like very, very strong backlink profiles, and nothing that has been essentially, you can't call a footprint of, like, just being a bunch of shit links that are on there. Sure. But he's even saying, you know, even from the amount of traffic that I'm getting through as far as plus ones and from Google's network, we've been participating in it. It hasn't been overly heavy, but nothing's backed off of. So what is all coming out of all this? Even I'm not even seeing positive signals out of basically, you know, plus your world that's even working at all.
Hmm. And I think, you know, when you're on that bleeding edge, you're always going to push a little bit too far. And I know Will has always prided himself on being, you know, white hat and not, you know, buying links and everything else. But at the end of the day, when you're on that bleeding edge, if you're out there doing plus ones and really hitting that hard, even if it's legitimately, there's always going to be collateral damage in these things. You know, whenever there's an update like this, there's always going to be somebody who gets caught up who doesn't deserve to be necessarily. And fixing that, I think, is what you learn from it, how to fix these problems, how to look at it. And what he's doing there that's important is saying, here's all the problems. Here's everything I did. I documented all this so I know what I did, and I can build that checklist of the things that might be wrong.
Yeah, he even brought up to the point of saying that, you know, possibly an old 301 that stayed there pretty stagnant for a while, that he should have potentially gotten rid of that. Okay. Some issues with WordPress templates, just on-page optimization that was kind of shanty, which sure. I was kind of surprised to, you know, for an agency like that and touting all these things that they wouldn't be dressing up accordingly or you know, really playing the game that strong.
And that's the trouble is there's so many moving parts. There's always something it can be. And that's what's important is to look at everything you're doing and keep documentation. Because if you don't have that documentation to go back through that list, when you do get hit, his is a perfect example of how to do it right, is he got hit and he had been watching everything. He knows what's gone on. If you're a client and you're just handing it off to your agency or whatever and saying, hey, go do whatever you want, and then you get hit, and then you're like, oh, well, we're going to fire our agency. Then you have no idea what's going on, no idea what to fix, and you're off on your own. You can go hire another agency or another consultant or whatever and have the same thing happen. But if you don't have that documentation, if you don't say, hey, we're getting these kinds of links on these kind of days at this kind of rate, we're doing this kind of content development, we're doing this kind of outreach, we're doing this kind of social media, and we know this happened then, you're never going to pinpoint. I've had some requests. I've already had link removal requests, right? Are you getting these yet?
Yeah.
So I'm getting link removal requests. I got one on just a pristine site.
Are these some of your side sites there?
Yeah, yeah. So I have a site that's number one for the exact match term, very, very large exact match term. It's probably one of the most pristine sites I've ever done, all guest posts and that sort
either.
Of thing. Not porn this time. It's crystal clean, and these guys came, and it's probably the best link they could possibly have, and they've been doing link dev, and they've been buying links for years, and I know the company is very competitive vertical, and I got this link removal request, and I emailed them like, what are you guys doing? You really want me to take this down, or you want to, you know, what are you doing here? And they're like, well, we didn't know we were going to send that one out, and I'm like, so now people are doing link removal requests. This is I know Google has really won the game of paid links and fear, uncertainty, and doubt when I'm getting people that are like, I think it's going to help to take my links down. You know, something's wrong here. And that's the thing. There's just so many moving parts that you're always going to get caught in something. It's just a matter of being able to grab, diagnose, and fix those problems. And you got to be able to do that.
You're good friends with Aaron, and I love reading his blogs because he's meticulous. He definitely has underlying,
he hates the man
pretense of just shit that bugs his ass, you know,
sure.
And just how, And he has a very much a love-hate relationship with, you know, Google and Matt and amongst Absolutely. Other people. But if you don't read the SEO book blog with Aaron Wall, you guys should be, because he gives a lot of very great information away. It's very insightful. You can go back through the archives for years, and you can see relevancy leading up till today. But Dan Thies was another one that just got nailed really hard. Hmm. And actually, it's funny because, you know, the thing I want to talk about, because all these new terms are coming out and all this shit that's going on that me and you have been pretty familiar with for quite a long time, but I think now the new generation of the agency people and somebody that got a web design and internet marketing associate's degree from the community college, mm-hmm. that kind of shit that's happening, and probably a lot of stuff that we researched that proved out theories that now that's how they've gotten their education is online. Sure. Never done any testing themselves, never done any sure. of the stuff themselves. But his site gets hit, and he reaches out to Matt via Twitter. And because of doing that, and Matt came back and said that because of maybe a parked domain glitch that ended up happening, just kind of led into this thing that, oh, we might have had a glitch with this parked domain, basically identifying those and qualifying lower those sites for relevancy and whatnot. So then the theory was now his shit got deep sixed very, very quickly. So a bunch sure. of people were saying that they probably went out and bought a bunch of links that were all showing up as new, just all shit links to basically reverse SEO or bomb them, okay. to Google bomb them in doing so. So, you know, it goes on pointing on the fact, too, that, you know, his objective is being an SEO and doing that. So he's not really concerned about that traffic that's coming in, although he's gotten a huge spike of traffic. So he's actually played off of this really well, showing that, like, in the social graph, Twitter graph, and then also his traffic coming into his site, he's gotten a shit more attention, which sure. is going to lead to more clients
sure.
and everything else. So you almost wonder if that maybe was played a little bit in a certain sense to do something like that.
You never know with marketers what's what's really going on.
Fucking stunt. But the park domain, I guess, as far as an update, what do you know about that, and what do you think that's happening with that? And that also goes, in fact, as exact match, because you and I have a concern I want to talk to you about after the fact. But sure. I also think, though, I just want to verify with you, but I think this is the park domain, I guess, update that's kind of rolling out. I think is more after the low-quality eHow article-based AdSense, just affiliate bullshit sites
sure.
that are just trying to do something like this. So people that aren't really into it, so...
You know, they're always trying to rank the best sites, and regardless of how they do that, I think, you know, that when your site gets hit, the tinfoil hat comes back a little bit, and you say, okay, I know all these things I shouldn't be doing, but I've been doing, you know, I bought a couple domains, you know, expired domains, and 301'd them over, and, you know, that shouldn't hurry, and they'll never find that, you know, they'll never know about that, and then until the day they do. And then the tinfoil hat comes back on, and you go, well, yeah, I did buy all those domains and 301 them over, and maybe that was it. I know all my links were clean, but maybe that was it. And so I think until you experience that firsthand, until you get a site or a client or something smacked, you really don't have any idea. You can sit on your ivory tower and talk about not buying links and doing everything the right way and being white hat and everything else. But a lot of times the people that are white hat or are just, you know, doing things by the book still get caught up in an update. And then you realize, okay, it only takes something little sometimes. But, you know, you have to know what that little something is to fix it. And you know what? Every SEO is pushing the edge to some extent. They wouldn't be doing their job if they weren't. You know, they wouldn't be testing and figuring out what works best if they didn't do that every once in a while.
I think the point I'm trying to get across also, too, is – for business owners, for marketing directors, CMOs, maybe agencies, or maybe you actually are engaged with an agency and you're spending tens of thousands of dollars a month to work with an agency or whatever, building services like this, you have to be very, very aware of the executions that they're doing for you that is supposedly supposed to be helping you in a number of different ways.
Right.
And in the end of the day, it's not all about ranking.
Right.
It's about on-page conversion. It's about people that are getting to you. I mean, fuck, if you can't rank and you can do better with pay-per-click and get a better conversion rate off of that,
do it.
Why the fuck not do that? Yeah. So, again, I think backing up Matt's point of that is that it's not all just about that.
You got to stay educated as the client, I think, is what you're saying. You got to pay attention to what's going on. If you're just delegating everything, it's great to trust your agency. It's great to trust your consultant, especially in the times when you get smacked. You know, that's when you really got to trust them and say, hey, I know it's not all about rankings. I know what we were doing is on the up and up. I know you guys have been doing a great job. I saw it at We Build Pages. You know, we just killed it for clients all the time. And then an update comes along and you know, they're no longer in favor. Something falls, you know, and a client drops or something. You have to be prepared for that stuff, regardless of how perfect your techniques are, how white hat you are. You have to be prepared for the occasional drop because there is always collateral damage. Every time there's a change, it could be just that change that hits you perfectly, and it happens to small bit. You know, it's happened with the Florida update. It's happened with Panda. It's happened a dozen times in between with these little updates.
It's funny you bring up Florida because I was spending...
That was the first time we all learned. Yeah, was, we got smacked, and we went, you know, maybe we shouldn't
link
be.
Link exchanges, yeah. Fuck!
Yeah, they did.
They fucking did.
And you know what? And they did. And that's the thing. So we you know, did them, used them. Great. They decide they don't work anymore. All right, fix it. You know?
Well, I was thinking last night I was just doing a shitload of reading.
Don't hate on it. Don't complain about it. Don't go out and whine to, you know, Matt Cutts. Go and fucking fix it.
I was... oop. You getting some buzzing?
Yep.
There we go. And then we fixed it. Just got to kick the tire. I have 87 tabs to the point where Firefox just couldn't handle it anymore. I was reading all this shit last night, and I'm like, fuck, it sounds like a Florida update, like 2012 version is like about to happen all over again. And there was some ex-Google engineers that I found too, some guy in Portugal, and he was talking about the fact that Pedro? Yeah.
Pedro's a sharp guy. He was, yeah.
Yeah, well, he tweeted out yesterday, said, you know, Link equity, as you know it, will be completely changed by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Yep.
What is that going to mean? Because, I mean, it's always been I've always been pitching myself, especially to clients, and I have to pitch it in such a way because I have to talk to them like my daughter. I'm like, no, you can't do that. I have to be very, very basic and allow her to understand. They don't understand the dynamics. They don't want to understand the dynamics.
Sure.
But content and links.
Yep.
Produce great content. Bait for links, get them ongoing. And so that, I mean, it's just been the backbone, the engine and transmission
only thing that's
throughout the years.
The only thing that's going to change is the social mentions validating the links. It's link equity, as you know, it's going to be gone because you need that social validation. The quote that I've heard from Miley Oy was social spam so much easier to detect than link spam. Link spam was hard for that's why they're still fighting this, you know, war with FUD and saying, okay, you know, they've been saying don't buy links for 6 years, but they haven't found a solution to it until now.
Ew.
Social proof and social validation is the only solution. Having real people say this is a good link, this is a bad link, etc. They just haven't been able to do that algorithmically for the most part.
For me, I think it's just fucking exhaustive because I appreciate being in social at certain times, but I just don't have the energy and a lot of times.
Oh, I hate it.
Just the time to sit there and just talk back and forth and analyze all this energy.
And that's why it works, right? Because no SEO in the right mind is going to sit there all day.
And have general fucking conversations and 100.
You might as well go just build a better website. And that's what they want at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a good point. It's a good point. So exact match domains, bit of a penalty for that. And then I think that's more associated with the park that you're just really trying to build up. Exact match to bring in relevancy, but in the end of the day, it's got to be good conversion because a metric, you know, between 1 and 2 and 3, wherever it's at in rankings, if one's ranking essentially, let's call that A, if A is ranking above B, but B is getting more click through or it's getting more click through after A's been clicked on because people are jumping out of that site, and two, Google detects that as a
yep.
parameter too.
Absolutely.
So you have to look at on page usability. Do you have a good site? I mean, everybody's been saying shit like that for quite a long time, so I don't think that's a yeah. big deal in the end of things. It's kind of funny too because it's ironic that you show up today. It's ironic that this is happening, and I think I want to talk out of mythology here in honor of 420. Since it's 420.
Perfect,
dude.
Yeah.
So, dude, Matt, like 420, like.
It's also the 18th, I think, is it 18th? It's a Best of the Web's birthday.
Oh, it's today?
So happy birthday, Best of the Web.
That's funny. So I think a lot of times, too, and this, the paid link debate, because links are so important, I still feel they will be very important in the future, sure. And the social will have a big reinforcement behind it. What's Bing going to do with that?
A year behind whatever Google does.
All right, so if you're going to be buying
they're
links...
They're going to copy whatever Google does a year from now and yeah. figure it out.
So if you're going to be buying links in certain different states of the way, I look at a lot of times... Because I want to talk about a call that came into us this week, too. And it was just an amazing story, and they just got nailed. They got nailed. They got the link warnings. Have a lot of your customers or you gotten any link warnings?
I haven't. All my sites don't even have Webmaster Tools on it, to be honest. So I'm slacking sometimes. Yeah, but I haven't had any. Like I said, I've started to get the link removal requests. But for the most part, I was doing guest post linking and that sort of thing anyway. So they came out pretty clean, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes to show some validity there, too, is you have a major international SEO player talking about, and he doesn't even have fucking Webmaster Tools installed on a lot of his sites. So that just goes to show you, like, a lot of the tactics and the techniques that you're utilizing. And
you can sit there and look at analytics and reports and everything all day long, or you can figure out how to make a better website.
Yeah, and don't forget, when you have all that shit installed, too, you are sharing a shitload of information that's very transparent to the person you're trying to essentially make money from or participate with, which is Google.
Sure.
But in honor of 420, I look at a lot of ways of like paid links is a lot of like marijuana. Okay? There's a shitload of people out there that smoke pot. Sure. It's been a huge debate in the United States for years, for decades. It's still an industry that is very, very relevant. It's growing. There's laws that are passing that allow different variations of people having the ability to buy pot in different ways. So if you are someone like Todd Mailcoat, and I go to you and I say, hey, listen, I want to put you out on this this fishing charter. It's a new 60-foot Viking. We're going to take you around, blah, 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 blah. And we want you to try out these new reels and rods. And we're going to have whoever the hell is the head fishing dude down there that's popular in Bass Pros. He's going to go out with you. Are you not going to take pictures?
Of course.
Are you going to get on afterwards? I mean, we just made you – I mean, we basically bought you fish hookers and just gave you an awesome day. Are you not going to go out there and talk about it and possibly get some links back to it? Is that a paid link?
That's the fine line. That's the fine line of the debate right
there. Yeah, so that's the debate. So that's what I'm going about is I think there's a ton of people out there that smoke pot. There's a lot of different variances. You have people in office. You have people with highly respected public profiles. You have people that are just losers. And there's all variations of people that are not only smoking it or handling it or making money from it one way, shape, or form.
Sure.
It's still happening. And a lot of the ways, you know, too, it's even getting caught with like a joint here in Michigan. It's essentially a misdemeanor. You're not going to jail.
Right.
It's not a big deal. It's a fine, man. It's just a revenue generation point. So that gives us show you, too, from a law standpoint of view. Now, granted, okay, so look at that as paid links. And I jump around. So I'm trying to get my point across to show the correlation. But if you're a link network and you are a major distributor, you're one of the big hubs in southeastern Michigan, okay, that is distributing pot to a bunch of other different, let's say it's a couple hundred dealers. Obviously, they want to target you, too.
Sure.
So from Google's standpoint of view, too, is you know that is where when someone gets busted, that's a big distributor or a big dealer. Do they go down the downstream? But a lot of times, too, it starts with just busting one person or a mid-level dealer, and they just want to find out about who the big distributor is and doing so, something like that. So you have to look at Google doing something along those lines, too, but then also blanketing. It's very easy for them. There's not prosecution. There's not judge and jury. There's not all this money involved in everything. We'll just crawl that network. We'll just look for that footprint. We'll validate. We'll make a decision with a couple guys and boom, you guys are all fucked. You're done.
Sure.
And that's essentially what happened with a lot of these paid networks over the past month with all of those guys getting hit.
Yep.
And that was a big thing too. Big debate. Like Joe Hall had a big rant this week too. Yep. Did you read about that?
I saw the last one. Last.
Jesus. Yeah. And there's a lot of valid points, but I think part of it is it's a great link bait. Everybody goes and sees it and points to it and gets involved in doing so.
Oh, if you want link bait, just talk about black hat, white hat, paid link debate, ethics of SEO.
Yeah, so it was all about outing. Yeah. And then he got ran into
outing
it.
Outing, Oh, boy,
So it was all about the, I think it's BMR or BRM, whoever the hell it was, BLM, Backlink Network.
Okay.
But it basically, when they got hit, you know, they just posted a blog post in late March and just said, okay, we're done. It's been a great ride. You know, they shut it. Like, our network got hit, dude. Thousands of sites. We're done. I mean, we'll pay out affiliates, and I'm going to Costa Rica.
All done.
Yeah, we're all done. So they're talking about it from that aspect, too. So I think in honor of 420, I officially state that, I guess, paid link is almost a 420. Maybe that should be like the code word for it in a sense. Because people
I think the one thing that is in common is everybody that does it doesn't necessarily talk about it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's
you know,
there's that's
plenty of people that do it that don't talk about it.
And I think you know someone or cross someone and you have that commonality and you can kind of look at each other and you might see the paraphernalia or something or you happen to be in that neighborhood or listening or talking in this form or whatever.
You know, it's funny because 5 years ago I would say who's buying links and everybody would raise their hand. Now I'd say who's buying their link, who's buying links, and knowing that at least half the people in the audience are buying links and nobody's dumb enough to raise their hand because it's like being in a, you know, being at a
A crack house.
Well, no, it's like being at a cop convention and saying, you know, who's smoking weed? Who wants to go smoke some weed?
Yeah.
You know?
And, who's got a joint in their pocket? Raise
right,
your hand.
Right, exactly. And you're sitting around with the cops and everything else. I think, you know, to give that parallel, I do see some commonality there between, you know, a lot of people, the sentiment in America about marijuana is, you know, hey, it's costing us more money than this is worth to police. I think that's valid. I think the comparison, though, to say buying links versus something that's currently illegal just really isn't is too much. You know, it's almost Google wants that. It's like calling links or SEO spam at any point. Spam is email, and it's always been the search engines that have made that correlation between spam. It's not spam. It's, you know, it's whatever it is. But I think buying links is more the correlation I would maybe make, or the comparison would be speeding. You know, speeding on the highway. Everybody does it. You know that when you're speeding, eventually you're going to get caught. You're going to have to pay the fine. You're going to have to do the time, whatever it is. And if you do it enough times, you're probably going to pay some pretty hefty fines.
Yeah,
and you know, it's not illegal, it's against the terms of service. So I think to compare it to to compare it to something illegal is almost going too far, and you know, that's what the way they really want it to be seen, that, you know, all these guys buying links are immoral and wrong and everything else. You know what, they're marketers. They're elaborating. we're speeding a little bit. We're, you know, putting a little bit of nitrous in the back of our car or whatever it is. You know, it's not something illegal, it's against the terms of service, just like speeding. So.
Yeah, the moralities of it is when we had LinkXL, we were at SES and we were exhibiting, and it's when it first came out. And
but you got to know too. You got to know that you're doing that. You know you're speeding when you're going 80 miles an hour down I-75. Wow, you know, when that cop pulls you over, you might as well be honest and say, I was speeding.
I think that's part of the point though too. Is some SEOs or some agencies, just like what happened to JCPenney, they don't even their agencies don't even realize, their SEOs on staff don't even realize really the validity or the potential harm of what they're actually partaking in, could be doing, and as a end result.
And then the executives don't want to know. This is back to the point of education. The executives don't want to know. You want. We'll just fire you if you fuck it up. Go ahead. We'll just fire you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
I can only imagine how many agencies are getting fired right now, and the people up top are going, we don't care, just fix it, just, you know.
Yeah, and
we don't want to know anything about SEO. We don't want to know anything about this. Just fix it.
What the fuck happened to our rank?
Yeah.
It's and that's part.
We deserve this ranking. We deserve to be there. Yeah.
And that's part of the debate that's going on too. Is all these people saying like, man, it's going to be just a madhouse over like the next month to actually determine. And have Google publicly come out and like reinforce something in a blog post, even if it's in the broad stroke like they normally do, of what's transpiring, what's really going on. But how many SEOs are just going to be raping and pillaging clients for new costs and just giving them bullshit about things that potentially is hurting them, and they need this done and they need that done, and the client's just... Fuck, man, it's a salesman's dream.
Yeah.
It really is, in a lot of ways.
And the account manager's nightmare, right?
Yeah, I mean, just amazing.
I think what else is really interesting from all this, and just over the last, I don't know, maybe year or whatever it's been, is Google attempting to be transparent, or you know, saying, hey, we want to be more open with, you know, with all the issues that they have with DOJ and with privacy and with everything else. They really want to try to be more open about what's going on. But how can you be open about this algorithm, this black box algorithm that everybody else is trying to crack into? You know,
let me offer up an analogy that I believe that this is my belief, and I'm just going to present it to you and you tell me what you think about it. But let me ask you, you live somewhere, you've got to pay rent. There's things that you want out of life and vacations and happiness and stuff. And what really motivates or what's needed for all of those things to be fulfilled ultimately?
Money.
Okay.
Most of them, anyway.
Yeah, right. But money. So let me ask you, the type of business Google, are they a privately held company?
Absolutely.
Oh, they are private?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah.
Absolutely not. All right. So they actually have shareholders.
Yeah.
Did you buy any original IPO on them?
I'm an idiot, no.
Oh, you are.
I'm an idiot.
So last week I got the pleasant surprise of finding out with their first quarter reportings that I was now going to get, you know, split options as basically a dividend,
sure.
Which I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, this is stupid. However, a big thing that all the news networks, because they're so highly into, you know, everything with internet marketing now, you know, from iProspect level.
Sure.
Forgive the people at iProspect that love their job there.
Yeah.
but basically stating about the cost per click and how that showed up shorter, like at 231 or something. Okay. So they throw out metrics like that on ad cost per click, but you know, almost $9 billion in actual revenue.
Right.
So let me pose this theory. Since they are run by shareholders, okay, they have to answer to shareholders. Those guys are putting the money up to go ahead and help them fund all their awesome cars and no driving people cars and all this other bullshit that Larry and Sergio are working on. Do you think there's any motivator behind the fact of let's go ahead and fuck with some of the results? Let's continuously update algorithms and all these other components. Let's focus and let's really mask and play out this story because we have the bankroll to put the people in place to really create whatever this George Lucas type of extravaganza we want to have. Ultimately, we do want to get that cost per click up. Ultimately, we do want to force more people to go into AdWords. We want them to utilize all of our advertising components as much as possible and show them how well those are going to work. Just like the introduction now with AdSense and AdWords this past week of them actually doing the misspelling. So now negative keyword phrase match. When compiling that, that's pretty much a thing of the past now, as of the past fucking week.
Right. Yeah.
So synonymous terms and misspellings potentially. Now there's just all these other things now to consider as a marketer. But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to report next month that maybe we're up to like 248 or 250 or 260 something? God, maybe even $3 like on an average CPC.
Sure.
To shareholders.
You know, I think
because if your your organic rankings are shit and you were surviving off of your, you know, maybe you had 5-10 keyword phrases, maybe they were broad, like this customer that came to me last week. They got the paid link announcement or, you know, email, and then they started just tanking on their rankings. And it was just bouncing back and forth like, well, but now they're kind of back, but their backlink profile is just bejesus. So they've done some things that really hurt them negatively that way. But, you know, the big motivator from one of the C-level executives that was at, you know, part of this conversation very, very briefly on a high level, like our profits are down. Every single day we were doing tens of thousands of dollars of business because of click-through, because of these rankings. And now we're down 80-90%. Fix this now. I'm losing revenue. What is it going to cost me to stop this? Well, how much is the Band-Aid in doing so? I said, well, that's an easy way. You can go into a paid situation and play with all the other guys. You know the cost per click you're going to have for this market, and it's going to be fucking high.
I don't even blame Google. I blame these executives that don't educate themselves on the process and then say, hey, how much money can I – you know, we're doing this. We need to keep growing. But they have no idea what's going on, and then all of a sudden it tanks.
That's a good
point. They're driving 150 miles an hour down the highway and then going, oh, my God, we got caught speeding. Why did they take my car?
Fix it.
Why did they take my car? How much to get my car back? And you know what? If you're driving 150 miles an hour, you're not going to get your car back. If you're driving 85, you might, you know, not get your car towed.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But I think there's some other motives behind it, too, because now once you get shareholders involved and you have to report on earnings – I think it just adds a whole nother dynamic and transparency that has to be oversought in a certain way to fund your initiatives in doing so.
There's always one or two cases like Will's where, you know, you look at it and you go, these guys don't deserve to be penalized in any way, shape, or form. But there's always going to be some of that, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the media and that's what, you know, news stories are always going to pick up on is the small business that, you know, was doing great on Google and built his whole business and then, you know, tanked. The Florida update hit him or the Panda update hit him. And that's what they're going to report on because that's dramatic. The truth is they built their business off Google in the first place. They should have been prepared for other aspects for revenue in case it came up overnight, right? You made all your money from Google in 2 years and then all of a sudden it goes away. You got to expect it can go away in the same amount of time. So you got to be prepared with some kind of backup plan. You can't put all your eggs in one basket and expect that, you know, that it's going to be perfect. So there's something to be said for diversity or having that rainy day fund for AdWords or for whatever else.
Yeah.
And you got to take some responsibility for it yourself. You got to say, you know what? I know I was driving 120. Okay, my bad. Next time I'll do the speed limit.
So I guess the basis of our conversation kind of come to conclusion here is that if no matter what's going to happen downward in the future, if you are relying solely on organic traffic, you need to look at diversification more.
You have to.
A huge way.
You have to.
And you need to really look at the fact of where are those assets and how well do you know about them and do you have the team or the people in place? Make investments internally so you don't have to pay liaisons and agencies as they come and go. everybody knows that, you know, the whole sales pitch. And if you're sold on something, it's a great sale, but the performance has to come after the fact. So have those people actually on staff that are, I guess, carrying your crest and your shield and your sword,
sure,
fighting for you. Because if not, you can't be prepared for whatever this next.
And you
got to
have
anything.
Those people's back. You got to have your SEOs back when the inevitable happens. When terror hits, you got to be prepared for it. And that's why it's tough being an SEO, because it's really tough being an SEO right now when the boss comes down from his ivory tower and says, you know what, we just lost 80% of our traffic. I can only imagine like business.com during Panda. You know, they probably have, you know, a team of dozens of SEOs.
Well, we've seen them like with
AOL.
They
haven't been doing anything.
And think about AOL and all their leaked documents and everything and how, the basis of these words, I need articles published every single day based off of these keyword sets because they have a higher cost per click. I mean, fuck, man, the initiatives that were coming from high above, it's manufacturing, man, just for cash.
Yeah, and that's what all the content farms and everything else were, was eHow and all these guys. They were printing money based on AdSense, and then they're surprised when it dries up overnight, you know?
Yeah. Well,
it isn't that easy.
It's interesting waters. Well, anyways, Todd, thanks for talking with us today. Hopefully we'll have you on again in the future for your insight. And if you want to look for Todd, you can look for him at stuntdoubledubl.com.
Market Motive as well.
And he does some pretty awesome training on a weekly basis. Sometimes he even calls in from his boat to do it.
Try.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.